in the months, and we did those vaccines. We don't normally do like flu vaccines. We kind of are fight it out people, but for major scenarios like this, it makes me very thankful that we did vaccinate and kind of one less worry as a parent.
Pediatrician Dr. Tammy Camp says the measles vaccine is highly effective, but typically it's not administered until a child is a year old. She says that has many parents of very young children very worried. Linda McMahon confirmed by the Senate to lead the Department of Education. That's an agency that President Trump wants to abolish. Wall Street fears a potential tariff war. As a result, there's a sell-off underway this morning. The Dow is down 761 points, a loss of almost 2%. The Nasdaq off 271. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Middle River mother accused of murdering her daughter in January has been found incompetent to stand trial. 34-year-old Keona Dillon is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 11-year-old London Olson, who was found strangled to death in the family's home on Firethorn Road. The Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office says Dillon was being held without bail pending a competency evaluation. Dillon has been committed to a state-run psychiatric hospital, and a status conference is scheduled for August 1st. A Harford County man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for supplying the drugs linked to the 2023 overdose death of a friend. Cousin Hines of Havre de Grace pleaded guilty last week to one count of second-degree depraved heart murder and one count of distribution of controlled dangerous substances. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Adley Rutschman starting to change some minds in Baltimore.
Greatest he's been through his career as he tomahawks one to right field, and it is gone for Adley Rutschman. He got on top of it, and that is the man that the Orioles fans want to see.
Call on ESPN, and indeed it is. Rutschman trying to come back from a disastrous second half of 2024, and Felix Bautista looking like the closer of old. The Birds and Red Sox finish in a 6-6 tie. They're off today. They'll be in Fort Myers against the Twins tomorrow. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps blew a 3-0 lead against the Senators and were forced to a shootout tied at 4. And then Dylan Strome restored the order.
Strome 0-3 this season, 2-11 in his career. Strome off the deke, scores!
Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Caps escape with a point. 5-4 over Ottawa. Ovi held without a goal. And a sidebar, Tom Wilson gets the Gordie Howe hat trick, a goal, an assist, and a fight tangling with Brady Tkachuk. AP Top 25 is out in men's basketball, and Maryland moves up three slots to number 13. It ties for their highest ranking all year. Terps are 22-7 on the season, 12-6 in conference, and they travel to Ann Arbor tomorrow night for a huge game against number 17, Michigan. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens zeroing in on Ronnie Stanley. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the way. That means some rain and cooler temperatures starting tomorrow into Thursday. We're dry and warmer today, 60. Tomorrow, showers and some storms, 62. Thursday, partly cloudy, 50 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 45 degrees in Bel Air, 46 in Halethorpe, and 48 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully your day is getting started off right. Let me tell you real quick. If you are listening to WCBM 680, your day is already starting out just great. I know that you have options, and I appreciate you listening to Kim Klasick Live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I got to ask you, as I do every day, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? You were talking about the crime, the violence in Baltimore County. We're talking about Pam Bondi sitting down with Sean Hannity and saying, oh, yeah, I've got those Epstein files. Just hold on. Just wait for me. Yeah, many of you have texted a text line. Many of you have called. And you kind of feel like I do. You're just not buying it. You're just not buying the fact that she said, you know, there's a truckload of files that just rolled up yesterday. And now I have it and we're combing through it. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, as of right now, I don't need you to go on Fox News and do any more interviews. Why don't you just go ahead, get all the information together and put it out, and then we'll talk about it after the fact, okay? All this other, oh yeah, it's coming. Stay tuned. I don't need any of these interviews, all right? I hope you're done. Pam, I hope you're done. All right, right now I'm joined by a guest that's also a friend of mine, and we call him the Liberal Slayer, because that's what he does on CNN. Good morning, Sir Michael Singleton. How are you?
You know what? I like that. The Liberal Slayer. Good morning.
Good morning, because that's exactly what you do.
I am going to get that framed, Kim, and hang it up in my house. Liberal Slayer.
I mean, that is what you do. And I told you before, my mom, she watches you all the time. She's like, you know, Sir Michael always has the facts, Kim. You should really learn from Sir Michael, because he presents facts. He backs up what he says. I said, Mom, I'm an opinion host, okay? I'm not going to sit around with all this stuff in front of me. I understand what you're saying. But Sir Michael, you have a lot of people. I tell you what, you've got a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that love how you break things down on CNN. And you do lay it out very well. I mean, what is that like, number one? And number two, you know, do you get a lot of pushback, a lot of backlash? Because I just don't see it.
Oh, Kim, I get backlash like nobody's business. It's crazy, right? Because you definitely have people who appreciate it, who will say, you know what, I don't agree with Sir Michael, but man, that was a good argument. It was backed by facts. I rarely lose my temper. As you know, I'm always calm. I'm always cool, because to me, it's like the data speaks for itself. Whether it's polling data, whether it's sentiment, whether it's focus groups, everything always speaks for itself. So when someone's making a claim, all I have to simply say is, I hear you, I understand, and maybe this is what you would like for it to be, but let me actually tell you what the facts say. And it typically leaves them dumbfounded. But on the flip side of that, all the controversy that I get, or all the crazy crap that I get on social media, which you do as well, it's always the people who would say, well, I just can't believe you're supporting Donald Trump, or I don't understand how a black man could be a Republican. then I always say, well, hell, I don't understand how a black person could have voted for Mr. They're going to put y'all back in chains, Mr. 1990s crime bill. I mean, it's just like, give me a break if you're really going to try to make that argument, because the reality is, and I'll get into a little politics here, the reality is Democrats have been in control for decades. Every major city in this country, Democrats run, mayors, school board, city council, et cetera. And when you look at the economic trajectory for lower middle to poor blacks in all of those municipalities and cities across the country, this is not Sir Michael Singleton's opinion, these are just data points. They're receding. They're not progressing, Kim. And so, you know, remember when Trump made that statement, he said, well, what do you have to lose at this point? The point was valid. It was like, hey, you've tried this thing consecutively for decades. That's okay to try something. But it hasn't yielded any significant results that ultimately changed your life trajectory or the trajectory of your children. So at a minimum, give me an opportunity, give Republicans an opportunity. And we saw a little movement. Well, this last election, I think a lot of black people, particularly men, a lot of Hispanic men, a lot of Hispanic women said, you know what, Trump, what in the hell do we have to lose? We're going to give you a shot, and we're going to see what the results prove. And so far, the tariffs thing, people have some opinions about that. I'm not completely on board 100% with tariffs, but you're seeing that it's yielding some results. Toyota, they're moving Honda Civic's plant from Mexico to Indiana. That's hundreds of thousands of jobs that are going to come to the U.S. They hope to produce over 200,000 Honda Civics globally. There are other companies now that are wanting to invest $100-plus billion in the U.S. Apple is increasing its investment to $500 billion over 4 years into the U.S., a significant increase over what they did during Biden's term. So what you're seeing is that the economic engines of the country are turning. They're running. DOGE is trying to cut waste. They're trying to alleviate and shrink the size of government. The only thing that grew in this country, Kim, and I'm sure your audience knows this, the only thing that grew in terms of employment was the federal government, the bureaucracy, Kim. And so Trump is doing what, and Democrats always say, oh, Trump is destroying our institutions. He's making government inefficient again. I reminded a Democrat this yesterday on CNN with Jake Tapper. I said, you guys didn't say this when Bill Clinton did the same thing. Kim, in the 90s, Clinton fired hundreds of thousands of federal bureaucrats. And Democrats actually voted to allow the president to have $25,000 buyouts to do so. So my argument has been President Trump is doing the exact same thing, just at a more expedited speed. So, yeah, I get the hate. But again, the facts speak for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Sir Michael Singleton, always just laying it out fact by fact. That's how I said, my mom loves you. She does. She loves you more than she loves me at this point. And it's and that's fine. It's OK. Right.
Because I love your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. I'm OK with it. I'm all right. I'm a middle child. I'm used to it. I did want to ask you this, Sir Michael, because I joined you there with We the Free. And I know there are a lot of people kind of wondering exactly what We the Free is and what the focus is. And of course, this new platform, and you're sitting at the head of this. I wonder if you could break this down for everyone, because I don't think people realize that you have this love in your heart for the Second Amendment, for the right to protect yourself and your family. And so when we see you on CNN as this political commentator, you know, slaying the liberals and, you know, going over data points, people should really know more about your passion. So maybe you could share that with us.
Yeah, I mean, I am a big, big gun guy. I'm a strong believer in the Second Amendment. I was a competitive shooter for quite some time. I am a zero compromise guy on 2A. Hell, if I had my way, Kim, I would have constitutional carry all over the United States, which is what I believe the framers of the country intended. But, you know, that's a argument and debate that gun guys are slowly winning more and more as more states decide that that's probably the best way to do things. Why? Because law-abiding citizens aren't committing the crimes. It's the criminals and the thugs out there that are harming people. It's not people who are getting training for guns, to carry guns. It's not the people who are being responsible. And so we started We the Free, and your audience can check it out, WTF.TV. Kim is on there. She has a twice-a-week opinion podcast show. You can join for free. It's a firearms action-oriented network where you'll find gun training. You'll find action-oriented content geared for men and women. We have one show called Unbreakable Mind. 12 contestants, 6 men, 6 women. They each compete for a $20,000 prize. We have gun news. We have my opinion show. So we have a slew of content coming out on the network very, very soon. We have downloadable apps coming on Apple. You can find it on Fire Stick, Amazon. Roku is out now. Android's also coming soon. So we have invested a significant amount of money, as you know, in building out something for freedom-loving Americans who love the Second Amendment, but who also value the First Amendment, which is why it was so important for us to have voices like yours a part of this growing and expanding community, because a lot of women are growing in this space. Women actually are the fastest demographic group in the country of new gun owners. And so our thought process was, as more Americans want to protect themselves because their cities aren't doing it, the government's not going to do it, you are your own first line of defense. We decided we wanted to provide a platform that can educate, entertain, and inform this growing community.
No, and I love it. And I don't usually sign on to jump on it to any projects. And I think this is a great one. And
well,
it's something.
You're killing it, by the way. Every time you produce a show with you, and I hope your audience knows this, every day we see tons and tons of new subscribers joining the network every time Kim drops one of her episodes. So you are a very, very valuable member of the project, and we can't wait to see what you continue to do once you start getting your interviews on the network. I just think it's going to continue to grow and expand, and so we would definitely recommend to your audience, check us out, WTF.TV. It's free to join. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. I think it's funny because, you know, here at Kim Klasick Live, of course, you know, we still have FCC rules here. But, you know, over there at the podcast, I can just curse up a storm. And I don't think people realize I curse like a sailor. So it's still shocking. it's still shocking for many people.
You can say, it was so funny because I remember, Kim, when we were talking about one of your first episodes, and I have to just share this private conversation you and I had with your audience. And you said, well, sure, Michael, can I really say whatever I want? Like, Kim, we really believe in the First Amendment. Yes, you can say whatever you want. You said, are you sure? Yes, Kim, we're sure. And you did the first episode, and you're like, well, is that okay? Of course it's okay. First Amendment, like the Second Amendment, to me, it can't be infringed. We don't want to put any limitations on people's freedom of speech, even if I don't agree. And this is what's really, really important to me. We have some guys on the network, and we've talked politics, and we've talked even firearms-related things, and there have been disagreement on certain training techniques or maybe certain positions. And I've always told the guys, I say, guys, the beautiful thing about We the Free, WTF.TV, is that you will have no constraints. There are other conservative-leaning digital networks out there, and I'm not going to say any names, that have let people go because maybe they were critical of a certain group of people, or maybe they weren't supportive of someone. We don't do that, because freedom of speech means you have every single right to say whatever the hell you want to say, whether Sir Michael, as a co-owner of this, agrees or not. I am going to protect that right, because that means there's somebody out there who likely agrees with you. And those people out there who agree with you, they need representation for someone with a platform to speak to the things that they think are important from the perspective that they have. And so, yeah, we believe in freedom of speech and guns. So if you are one of those people, you love America, you love God, you love guns and freedom of speech, WTF.TV is your place.
Yeah, sure, Michael. I appreciate you. Before I let you go, real quick, I got to get your political hat back on. You know, President Trump's going to address both sides of Congress today, and I just wonder, what do you think is going to be on his priority list?
So I think he's probably going to talk about immigration and how border crossings have dropped significantly. I mean, just the idea of Trump being in the White House, it scares people, and that's a good thing. Immigration is not a right for anyone anywhere in the world to come into the United States whenever they so choose. So I applaud the president for that. I think he's going to talk about economics, and he needs to. There are some concerns about tariffs, and we have seen the Dow and the market drop a little bit. I think what the president needs to do is say, despite the worries about tariffs, look at how the companies are moving manufacturing from outside the U.S. and returning those jobs back to the U.S. Why? Because they don't want to pay the taxes. They don't want to pay the tariff, rather, on that production to bring those goods back into the country. So they're just saying, you know what, we're just going to build it in the U.S. So the president needs to paint a vision to help Americans see, yes, in the short term, you know, it'll be a little prickly. It's going to hurt a little bit. But in the long term, we're likely going to see, Kim, a return of hundreds of thousands of jobs across this country. And that, to me, is a good thing. When Bill Clinton, and I hate to say this, even many Republicans in the early 90s passed NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, it was painted as this great thing that was going to lift all boats, that Americans were going to benefit. Well, when you actually go back and look at the data, Kim, what we find is that it decimated the middle class. And many of your audience members who are older will remember this. They were promised this is going to make your lives better. It made everybody's lives worse. And so the one benefit of tariffs is that you're forcing these companies to say, you know what, we have to build this stuff, but we're just going to have to build it in America. That is a good thing in the long term. And so the president needs to paint that vision to help people see the beginning of the journey and where this train ride is going to take us. I think he'll probably also talk about what's going on in the Middle East between Russia and Ukraine as well, and Eastern Europe. And so I think the president has a lot of very positive things that he can discuss with members of Congress and the American people. I just want him to share with the people what the vision is. I can see the vision, but I'm a political guy. You're a political woman. He needs to explain it in a layman's way for the average person to say, okay, Mr. President, we get it. It's a little rough right now, but we see where we're going. We're going to rock with you, and we're going to stand with you until this vision comes into ultimate fruition. And I think they're going to give him a shot to do that.
Yeah, well, sure, Michael. You know what? I think you're absolutely spot on, as usual. Before you go, if you could just let people know, how can they follow you? What's your handle there on X and other platforms?
Yeah, follow me on X, Mr. SherMichael, Mr. SherMichael. And you can also follow me on Instagram, SherMichael_. Kim, I'm proud of you. Love your show. I can't believe it was from 9 to 12. That's a lot of hours. And yeah. Then you come and do a show twice a week with us. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I love to work. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, SherMichael. I'll probably call you later. Thank you so much. All right, and that's SherMichael Singleton. And like I said, he's on CNN. He is a liberal slayer. Remember the vampire slayer, Buffy? Yeah. He's a liberal slayer, and that's what he and Scott Jennings and so many others do. And it's not a huge crowd of them, but I'm glad that he does it. When we get back, we can talk about the interview we just had with SherMichael. And then also I want to talk about what's been going on with Chris Pabst and Project Baltimore.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Kids today live in a world full of social pressure, bullying, and substance abuse. LEAD has a solution. LEAD connects law enforcement agencies with schools to deliver tested, proven, and effective anti-drugs and violence training to kids. Learn more about LEAD, law enforcement against drugs and violence, and our work to create safer, healthier communities at leadrugs.org or on social media at WeAreLead. Sponsored by LEAD, Inc.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The only issue they're going to talk about is abortion, abortion, and more abortion. And we have more abortions going on right now than ever before in American history. It is an issue that provokes and upsets much of their base to try and get them out to vote. For the vast majority of you, it's putting food on the table. Your car breaks down, you can't afford to fix it. For you, it's the basics.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning to you. And that was SherMichael Singleton. As I noted, he is a commentator on CNN. And I was trying to think in my head how many on. There's about four of the Republicans that go on. And it's usually like, you know, they pile them on. They have like, you know, seven Democrats sitting around this table, especially when they're on with Abby Phillips. It's like seven Democrats and then one Republican. And and then, you know, they're over there fighting for their lives. But I will say, if you've ever watched SherMichael or Scott or any of those guys, they never lose their cool. They don't get emotional because you can't. You can't. You take it all in, and then you got to just hit them with the facts. And as SherMichael pointed out, the data points. I do agree with SherMichael on some of the things that I believe President Trump's going to touch on this evening. As we noted earlier, most Democrats are attending this address tonight with federal workers that were laid off. I think it would be silly to think that they're not trying to plan at least some kind of outburst. And I say that because I haven't seen in recent history where they've coordinated something like this. Like, remember when AOC and some others came in for the State of the Union address? They were wearing all white. Remember, they coordinated that together, right? Those members of Congress. But I've never seen them coordinate guests together like this. And again, it's all these federal workers. There's another protest happening here in the state of Maryland. I call it the resistance at this point, against President Trump and Elon Musk. And a lot of them are going to some of these federal buildings. And they're upset about the layoffs. And they're upset that they have to go and return to work full time. So I think it would be silly to think that there isn't going to be some kind of outburst tonight. I do believe that's going to happen. I did want to really touch quickly on some other things that are going on. Not just the fact that, of course, now it's what Schermichael is pointing out, the tariffs on China and Mexico, those are up 25%. You've got the tariffs now on Canada. I don't know how this is going to hurt us too much. Obviously, when it comes to China, we get a lot from China. I mean, we can't deny that. We do get a significant amount of food, I would think, items from Mexico. I still don't really see where it's going to hurt from Canada. And maybe somebody can school me on that one. But as we noted yesterday, you had some car dealers, or car manufacturers, I should say, they're now saying that they're going to manufacture some of their cars here in the U.S. because it's just going to cost them too much now that the tariffs are going in place. You know, that's what we wanted, right? That is what we wanted. We wanted to bring manufacturing back. I still want, personally, I want the billion-dollar medical equipment companies to come here as well. Right now, and we noticed this during COVID, we have so much being manufactured in other countries when it comes to medical equipment, when it comes to, you know, what we're dealing with the hospitals and health, you know, in general. We have some of the best doctors in the world. We have some of the best hospitals in the world. Why wouldn't we have some of the best manufacturers in regards to the health industry right here in the U.S.? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Why are we doing that this way? And then especially after COVID, I'm still wondering, did we learn any lessons? I don't know if we learned any lessons after COVID. I mean, it crippled the economy. I mean, the kids are still feeling it today, especially those that missed so much school. You had businesses that shuttered for you know, they shuttered. They're not coming back. They're done. They're done. There's some that opened or reopened after COVID, you know, some of the regulations and some of the things the lockdowns were over. But at the same time, there are many companies that have been shuttered for good. And a lot of people lost their livelihood. A lot of people didn't know how they were going to feed their families. You had a lot of people getting into car lines at churches to pick up boxes of food. What did we learn from all that? I don't know if we learned anything. Because even when it came to the PPE, right? We were relying on China. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we were relying on China for even masks at one point. We have got to bring all these things home. We can't be in that situation like we were in 2020. But I don't see where our legislators are making that any different. Well, anyways, that's what I wanted to talk about. When we get back, we are going to talk about Project Baltimore. Chris Pabst, he was attempting to speak to a judge, and this judge has allowed a very violent criminal to go back to the public education system as this criminal awaits trial. And I am now to the point where I think that they are all in on this. And I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but when we get back, we're going to listen to some audio here from Project Baltimore. And the fact that he was getting the strong arm in certain situations really will make you scratch your head. We'll talk about that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky calls last week's Oval Office blow-up with President Trump regrettable, adding it is time to make things right. His remarks came hours after the White House announced a pause in military aid to Ukraine. Zelensky says he's now ready to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. President Trump has made good on his pledge to impose new tariffs on America's three largest trading partners, Canada, Mexico, and China. Measles has sickened nearly 150 mostly unvaccinated people in rural West Texas, and one school-aged child has died. Linda McMahon, confirmed by the Senate to lead the Department of Education, that's an agency that President Trump wants to abolish. Sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street with the Dow down 753 points. The Nasdaq is off 294. More details, srnnews.com.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their three-month emergency food kit. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Take advantage of this special discount to secure your family's future now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds have the day off in Sarasota today, which will give them a chance to digest what happened yesterday, and that is the return of Felix Bautista to the mound. The 6'8" closer looked as good as he's ever looked, striking out two Red Sox in the 13 pitch, three up, three down, fifth inning.
I know it's spring training, I know it's not fully competitive, but this is a major, major milestone for Felix Bautista. That's a pretty good first result. It's like he hasn't missed a beat.
Kevin Brown on the call for Masson. Let's hope it continues. Ravens news, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Ravens and left tackle Ronnie Stanley may agree to terms on an extension in the coming days, projecting that deal to land somewhere between $21 to $23 million per year. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on the situation.
He and I have a good friendship. We've known each other for a long time. He's got a great agent in Kim Miale. You know, never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate, a good process.
If the Ravens aren't able to get it done, speculation is that the Patriots may swoop in. They're $127 million under the cap, and they'll make a play for the left tackle. And finally, high school basketball, the Mount Carmel Cougars from Essex, cap an historic season with their first Baltimore Catholic League tournament title, 53-38 over Pat Clatchy's Mount St. Joe Gales. The Cougars finished 34-4. Coach Tony Martin becomes the first coach to win BCL titles with three teams, and this all comes just 9 days after Mount Carmel won their first ever MIAA title. Coming up in 30 minutes, College Park was rocking, and that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Starting to get the clouds today. Rain heads our way tomorrow. And then some cooler weather for the second half of the week. Not a bad day to be outside today. A mix of sun and clouds and warmer, near 60 the high today. Tomorrow, though, the winds start to pick up. We'll be dealing with some showers, even a few thunderstorms possible. 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
What if they can guarantee the prices of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't, but they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
I do love this song too.
Oh, you like the way that sounds?
Love it. Love it. Jason Aldean. Thank you, Brian, the producer. I do love that song. All right, we were talking to Shermichael Singleton, a CNN political commentator. The guest tomorrow, we have a great guest tomorrow. We have a great guest on Friday as well. And just so you guys know, I am working on a pretty big guest. I really am. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. He just got out of prison. He just got out of prison not that long ago. But I think I've almost got this sealed. I think I'm going to seal the deal here. And then also I'm going to have Byron Donalds on hopefully soon. Now that he's announced that he's running for governor there in the state of Florida. We're going to talk to him. And I'm still waiting because I haven't seen where Casey DeSantis has let in that she will run. I know they're still making jokes about it. I've seen that. But I have not seen where she has sat down for an interview and has hinted at possibly throwing her hat in the ring. I don't know. I keep watching. So hopefully we'll get Byron Donalds on next week. All right. I did want to switch gears here. And I love the fact that people are tagging me on X about it. Eric, thank you so much for tagging me. I do want to get to this Project Baltimore story because Chris Pabst, he does a lot of work at trying to get to the details of why we have such a corrupt system in the greater Baltimore area. Well, as we've discussed on this show plenty of times, there's corruption, I feel like, at all levels of government and at all levels of the system, especially the justice system. And I don't think anybody can deny that. If you used to think that the justice system was great, and then you saw January 6th happen, I'm pretty sure now you understand what people have been talking about all this time, right? Of course. Well, Chris Pabst was trying to get some answers. And I have a first clip here that I want you to take a listen to, because, again, we had a judge that believed that allowing a very violent criminal back in the classroom in public schools was okay. Take a listen.
Project Baltimore returned to the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center as we continue to try to get answers from Circuit Court Judge Charles Bloomquist regarding public safety. But this time, when we walked into this public building, the reaction we received was very different.
Okay, so we went in. The last time we were here, we were told that it's a public building and we're allowed inside. This time we went in and we were told it's still a public building, but we were escorted out and we were given an address on North Calvert Street and a Major Giles that we are to speak with concerning what's happening and why we were not allowed inside of a public building. So we're gonna go there now. 100 North Calvert Street, room 104.
A teenage sex offender is now allowed to return to school.
Project Baltimore first broke the news in January that Judge Bloomquist went against the advice from the state's attorney's office and ended probation for a juvenile sex offender who had pleaded to multiple sex offenses, including second-degree rape of a three-year-old. That decision by the judge removed the teen from the juvenile sex offender registry, allowing him to return to school in person. For the past year, the teen has been learning virtually. Many feel Judge Bloomquist's decision jeopardizes school safety, but so far, the judge, who was elected in 2022, has refused to speak with us. 100 North Calvert Street, where we were sent, is Baltimore City Circuit Court. Major Spencer Giles is the security chief. When we walked into the courthouse, we thought Major Giles was going to speak with us. We were wrong.
All right, so we were asked to come here by the officer at Juvenile Justice Center to talk to Major Giles. We found him, but he said he has no comment and he's not going to explain to us why we were not allowed inside the Juvenile Justice Center. So we're going to go back to the Juvenile Justice Center and see if someone there can explain to us why we are not allowed, as members of the public, as members of the media, to be inside of a public building.
As Project Baltimore tried to track down Judge Bloomquist, lawmakers in Annapolis were debating legislation that would help ensure what Fox 45 exposed does not happen again.
Do you guys think that a youth who's raped a three-year-old should be put back into public school?
This is really hard.
I know. It's hard for everybody, but it's really okay hard for you to say, I wouldn't want my daughter or my son to be in a classroom with someone who raped a baby.
Okay. Now, why would that be really hard for anybody? You see, again, it all goes back to who we elect. It really does. These are the people that we have in Annapolis. Okay? Now, that was a Republican delegate that I was asking that question, representing Harford County. And the bill hearing that she was sitting in was for House Bill 952. Okay? Now, in a response to Fox 45's reporting, Delegate Mike Griffith of Harford and Cecil counties, he's the one that introduced Bill 952. And what it basically would do is it mandates the juvenile sex offenders remain on the juvenile registry until probation is terminated or the juvenile turns 18 years old, whichever occurs later. Supporters, like Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy, say this bill adds another level of protection to keep sex offenders out of schools, which it isn't asking much, right? That's not asking much. But for some reason, at the hearing, you have groups such as Coalition to Reform School Discipline. They oppose that bill, House Bill 952, saying it's better to rehabilitate juvenile sex offenders while in school, not at home. While in school, okay? Just think about this. They believe, they honestly believe that that makes more sense to them, that you're going to rehabilitate them while in school, not at home. That is not a rehab. School, the classroom is not a rehab. I know they're going to say it more in this report because I've got clip two here for you to listen to. But I wanted you to hear this entire thing, even though, it's a very long report. And I thank Chris Papps from Fox 45 and Project Baltimore for putting it out. But these are the things that should go national. Stories like this. These are the things that need to be talked about on a national level. Because I bet you that it's not just happening here in Maryland. I bet that this is happening in every blue state across the country. And it is so sad to me. What did we say in the beginning of the show? We had 11-year-old London who was killed by her mother. She did not receive wraparound services. They called Child Protective. They didn't do anything. The family called the police. Their hands were tied. We are failing kids at so many different levels. It's unimaginable, but here we are. So now we're saying these violent sex offenders, he raped a 3-year-old for crying out loud. These violent sex offenders, they should be allowed in the school, and while in school, that's what we should think about rehabilitating them? This group, what is it again? Coalition for what? Let me find his name again. The Maryland Coalition to Reform School Discipline. This group needs to take, they need investigating. They need investigating. They need investigating. This is not a hard decision to make. This kid has no business being in public school or any school. I would honestly, if I were a judge on this case, I would have him be rehabilitated there right in, the juvenile detention center. I wouldn't send him home. If this kid is able and capable of raping a 3-year-old, do you really want him at home? Especially with the ankle monitors that we have nowadays, where they don't even monitor these juveniles. All right, I'm going to play clip two here of this story. And of course, a lot of it is, what I just discussed. But I do want you to weigh in if you'd like. It's 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Take a listen to this report.
In response to Fox 45's reporting, Delegate Mike Griffith of Harford and Cecil counties introduced House Bill 952.
And adding this change, the safety of all students and children can be considered and kept at the forefront of all decisions.
Currently, juveniles on the Juvenile Sex Offender Registry are barred from in-person school learning. But when probation ends, the juvenile is removed from the registry. HB 952 mandates that juvenile sex offenders remain on the juvenile registry until probation is terminated or the juvenile turns 18 years old, whichever occurs later. Supporters, like Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy, say the bill adds another level of protection to keep sex offenders out of schools.
Our children are our most vulnerable citizens, and they deserve the maximum protection.
But at the hearing, some groups, such as the Coalition to Reform School Discipline, opposed the bill, saying it's better to rehabilitate juvenile sex offenders in a school, not at home.
All children deserve classrooms, not screens.
We believe in facts over fear.
Which is why we've been trying to speak with Judge Bloomquist to get more facts. But back at the Juvenile Justice Center, now for the second time, we were told in order to enter the building, we needed approval from the Maryland judiciary. So standing outside, we called Nick Cavey, his public information officer.
Hello, Nick Cavey.
Hey, Nick, this is Chris Pabst from Fox 45.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing well. Just letting you know I am recording this conversation. I am standing outside of the Baltimore Juvenile Justice Center, and I went inside, and they escorted me out twice, saying that even though it's a public building, that I'm not allowed inside. Can you explain that for me, please?
If you could send me your question.
No, that's my question right there. That's my question.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get back to you.
Project Baltimore will keep you updated on when we hear back from the Maryland judiciary. We believe the public deserves to hear from elected judges when they issue rulings that many feel jeopardize public safety. We also believe the public deserves answers as to why the media is not being allowed inside of a public building. I'm Chris Pabst, and this is Project Baltimore.
All right. Again, Chris Pabst, thank you for all the work that you do. We wouldn't know half of these stories. We wouldn't know 70% of these stories with these juveniles if it wasn't for Fox 45. If we're being honest, this is why they win the awards. To WJZ and all those other channels, WMAR, Channel 11, this is why you don't win awards, okay? All right? This is why. You guys aren't doing any investigative journalism. Chris Pabst is. I got a text here from John. John says, it's a revolving door, job security, this hamster wheel for DJS and Maryland judges. That's what many people are saying, right? It's crime. It's a racket. And that's most likely why that judge doesn't want to answer any of these questions. But here's the thing. To all of those voters out there that cannot seem to understand that a lot of these elected officials are compromised, I need you to do your homework. I need you to just take a good look. And I'm not talking about those that vote differently. I'm talking about those that are voting time and time again for the same people. As the teachers' unions, they are like mum's the word when it comes to all this juvenile crime. Have you noticed that? Right? Whenever you talk about the blueprint or Kerwin, whatever you want to call it, when they talk about money, then it's like, oh, wait, we're right here. Oh, yes, we should protest. Oh, yeah. No, our teachers, they need to make more money. But as soon as you start talking about the crime and the juveniles that should be disciplined and suspended and expelled and all those things, they're nowhere to be found. You ever notice that? They're nowhere to be found. I am going to look further into this organization that seems to believe, the Coalition to Reform School Discipline. I'm going to guarantee it, and I'm going to look into it. I bet that they were founded around the time where Barack Obama was on this campaign nationwide to stop disciplining kids to the point where they were getting expelled from schools. And remember, he did that because, according to Barack Obama, there were too many black kids that were being punished for fighting and for it. And he kept saying that it wasn't equal. He was saying that even though there could have been a white student that had the same offense, he said that the black kid would be expelled and the white kid would just be suspended and they could come back and it was never fair. Now, granted, they never provided any data to show any of this, right? He just said that that's what he believed was happening. And then they said, of course, that there were too many black kids getting caught up in the juvenile system and the school to prison pipeline. So they wanted to stop putting them in the juvenile detention centers and prisons and jails altogether. And that's another reason why a lot of these kids end up back in the classroom even a day after they could have, slammed some kid's head through the wall, because they don't want to send them to the detention centers because that's considered racist, right? I mean, this is how we got here, from stupid conversations like this. And so now we're in a situation where you've got this violent sex offender currently sitting in a public school. Remember, he's back at school. Remember, they uncovered the story back in January. This kid is at some school right now. He could be sitting in a classroom with your child right now. You don't even know. And this is where we are. And then you have people in Annapolis that can change all of this, but they're listening to groups like the Coalition to Reform School Discipline. Not cool. Not cool. But Chris Papps, again, thank you for doing the story. As you heard there, he said he's going to update everybody if he gets any further. I have a feeling that judge is never going to answer any of his questions. The judge that decided to rule to allow this rapist back in school. I have a feeling that that rapist isn't the only one. I guarantee you that there are many kids, whether it's sexual assault, whether it's rape, whether it's sexual harassment, whether it's harassment or abuse. Some of these juveniles that have committed armed carjackings, robberies, you name it. I guarantee you there are many of those kids that are in schools right now. And then we expect our kids to be okay. We expect our kids to learn. I mean, think about it. You were in school once. I mean, for me, it might have been, 80 years ago. But I was in school once. And what did kids do? They did talk about some of these things. And if you knew which kids were in there from juvenile detention centers, you know which kids were the bad kids that were going back and forth to juvie. Kids talked about it. You knew which kids were on the box, as they call it, right? The ankle monitor system. And you knew exactly what they did to get on the box. I guarantee you there are kids that are very afraid of those individuals. And if you're looking at the bullies, if you're looking at those that are scaring kids every single day, stealing lunch money, beating them up, you know, these viral fights, fight videos that you see, I guarantee you a lot of those same kids are mixed up in all of this. And who do we have to thank for all of this drama and chaos? Legislators and judges that don't seem to care. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. For roof repair and replacement, that's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Israel is completely cutting off Hamas in Gaza. I think Bibi is done with this nonsense. Plus, Pete Hegseth tells all civilian employees of the military, tell me five things you did last week at work or you're fired.
I quit.
You can't quit.
And why not? Because you're fired.
You can't fire him.
Why not?
He quit.
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Project Baltimore's investigation into why a judge decided to rule to allow a rapist back in school. Not just any rapist. This sick... You know what? I can't say that. Yeah, I decided to rape a three-year-old. A three-year-old, mind you. Somebody that raped a three-year-old is back in public school today. Just let that sink in, all right? Again, thank you, Chris Papps, Fox 45, and everybody that works on all of these investigations. I know it's probably an entire team over there. But like I said, we wouldn't know about any of these things if it wasn't for Project Baltimore. I've got Ruby in Westminster. Ruby, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, in my opinion, and I'm an old dinosaur, the only way to rehabilitate someone that rapes a three-year-old is with a bullet to the head.
Well, I agree with you.
Have you heard from Marty? I know the other week you mentioned you hadn't heard from Marty. Have you heard from him?
Yes, Marty's doing well. Thank you for checking on him, Ruby. Yeah, we weren't getting his text for some reason, but he's doing well now. Thank you, Ruby.
God bless you, Kim.
God bless. Thank you. It's like a family here. It is. No, I agree with Ruby. Here's the thing. Do I think somebody could be rehabilitated that does something as heinous as that? Personally, I personally don't believe it. That to me is like, it doesn't get sicker than that. In my view. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. Could somebody possibly be rehabilitated in that situation? Because, you know, maybe they're very young. Possibly. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I would have to think somebody that would do something that sick, I would have to think that that's something that you cannot just get back from with some kind of wraparound services. And if you think that sending this kid to school with other minors is a good idea, which is what this judge allowed, even when the prosecutor, because you heard that in the beginning of this report, right? The prosecutor at the state's attorney's office said, no, this kid should not be back in the classroom. The judge went around the prosecutor and said, you know what? I'll allow it. And as John pointed out in the text line, he said, look, it's job security if you think about it. Sad state of affairs. Protect your children at all costs. I'm glad we had Sir Michael Singleton on the show as he was talking about your Second Amendment right and why you have to utilize that. And, you know, could be, you know, more truthful, because at this point, you know, who's going to protect your family? The cops are so many minutes away. Your kids aren't being protected at school. When it comes to your home, you have to protect yourself and your family. I mean, it comes down to, I'm surprised we don't even see more gun ownership. I know the numbers are increasing. I'm surprised we don't see more. I really am. Sad, sad, sad. All right, so tonight we're going to watch for President Trump and see what he says with his address to Congress. As many pointed out, I think he's going to focus on immigration, which will be great. And I hope that it is... do you think this is going to be scripted, or you think he's going to go off the cuff here? I think half of it's going to be scripted and half of it's off the cuff. But when it comes to the scripted message that he has tonight, I hope that he really breaks down the immigration numbers, because I know some of them aren't accurate. Some of them are kind of what you see in the news, but everybody has like a different spin on it. I want to know exactly how many people have they detained, how many people are in the facilities, and how many people have been deported. And I want to know what the daily numbers are. I don't want to just listen to Fox News. I want to listen from President Trump and Tom Homan. All right. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And we'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Are you looking for a way to boost energy, support your heart, and age with grace? Well, it's time to check out Oracine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Oracine provides essentials our bodies need to naturally combat fatigue and increase stamina without the high sugar, caffeine, and unhealthy ingredients common in superficial energy sources.